What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm your host, Rob Shooter. It's Friday, which means a dear friend, Corey Andrew from InstinctMagazine.com, is joining us. Corey, are you there?
I am here. Hey, it's good to be back, my darlings. How are you?
We missed you. You had a little trip last week, a little vacation. How was it, my friend?
Oh, lovely. You know, Fort Lauderdale is my happy place, I have to say. So, yes, we had a good time. Thank you.
Away from the cold of New York City. Well, welcome back. We missed you. Hey, let's jump into the show because we've got a ton of gossip today. Mm. What time is it, my friends? It is tea time. Oh, I have a scratchy voice today. I'll have some tea in a moment.
Demi Moore.
Rita Moreno says that she dated Elvis Presley to make Marlon Brando jealous. So Rita is out there doing a ton of press for the new West Side Story, which I hear is phenomenal.
Yes.
I haven't seen it yet, but friends went to a screening and said it is just brilliant. Rita was in the original West Side Story, won the Oscar, and so she's doing the rounds, the publicity rounds. She sat down on The View and spoke to Joy Behar about her relationship with Marlon Brando. I mean, does it get any bigger than that?
Honey.
So she found out that he was constantly cheating on her during their 8-year relationship. She said she found lingerie in his house.
Ooh.
And of course, she was heartbroken. She went home in tears and she was so, so furious. The next day, the phone rings. Mm. Guess who it is? It is Elvis Presley's legendary manager. And he said that Elvis spotted her in the 20th Century Fox commissary. Isn't that funny? They have like a little canteen.
Yeah.
Can you imagine the people you're bumping
into? Oh, excuse me, Marilyn.
Oh, I love it. Hello. Can you imagine?
Wow.
Hello, Judy Garland. It's just amazing. So he said, you made quite an impression on Elvis Presley. Would you like to go out with him? And she was thinking about those panties she found in Marlon Brando's house. And she said, yes, I would.
Oh,
so she went out with him. But she said he was, quote, sweet and boring, Elvis Presley. But what it did do is it made Marlon Brando jealous. He got furious, throwing chairs, shouting. And she said, it was wonderful. Corey, have you ever dated somebody to make somebody else a bit jealous?
You know, I think I did that once when I was younger, but it doesn't work, honey. If the person is, if the person's moved on and not interested, it doesn't work. It only works if the person still has a little bit of a flame for you. And in my case, honey, the flame was dead.
Oh, yeah. So. Reuniting an old flame with a new one doesn't work long term. It might for a moment.
Right.
They might be jealous for a second, but that's all it is. It never works in the long run. But look at these names. Elvis Presley, Marlon Brando.
Yeah.
Rita, girl, you had a fabulous life and you still do. Who would you pick, Elvis or Marlon Brando?
I have to say, this is not just because she called Elvis boring. I have to say that Marlon just had a more raw, smoldering sex appeal, and Elvis seemed like a bit of a manufactured commodity to me. So I'm already seeing which one was like the most boring because of that alone. You know?
It's wild to think of somebody like Elvis Presley, who we've all grown up talking about. He's part of pop culture history.
Yes.
It's amazing to think, A, he was a real person. You think now he was some sort of like God,
but
he was a real person. He dated people. And it's another really interesting thing to find out he was sweet and boring, which I've got to admit, I find some of the biggest stars I've ever met to be a little bit dull.
Oh, me too. Like, you know, you and I talked about Madonna. We've both met her. And I was like, wait, you're not going to pop out of a cake or something? Like, you're just going to say hi? You know, it's really funny how that works.
Are they actually dull, though? Or is it our expectations are so, so big that we want Elvis to be the king? We want Madonna to be the queen.
Yeah,
and they're not. Times. They're people. And so I don't know if Elvis actually was boring, Rita, or if he just wasn't the guy on stage swinging his hips around.
Yes.
It's fascinating, isn't it? When I met Kim Kardashian, I know her quite well. Kim's a little bit dull off TV. The Kim on television is way more interesting than the Kim sitting having a drink at Bottino. Mm. So be careful about meeting your idols, everybody. It never quite works out. But it brings us to our poll question of the day. Rita dated Elvis to make Marlon Brando jealous. Have you ever done this? Tell the truth. Have you ever dated somebody to make somebody else a little bit jealous? Hey, go vote on our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob or our Facebook page, which is Naughty Gossip. You can leave a comment there and be sure to check back on Monday to hear your results. Corey Love, what are you working on?
Yes, well, Britney's fiancé just hinted that they're secretly married. So after a recent post on social media, some fans are convinced that Britney and her fiancé have already tied the knot in a secret ceremony. So Sam just referred to her as his wife.
Well, that's a big hint. That's a hint.
But you know what, though? It's a slip of a tongue, perhaps, that came in a heartfelt tribute to Britney on her birthday. Now, in that post, Sam says, "I call you Lioness because I admire your relentless strength. I'm inspired by your beautiful heart. I celebrate your smile that lights up my world. Every day is your birthday, my queen. Happy first birthday to my wife." So, you know, I don't know if that's really just like a little pet name he's calling her because they've been together so long, but they met on the set of her music video for Slumber Party back in 2016. It's been a while. And they announced their engagement in September 2021, 5 years of dating, of course, at that point. So while they may not be officially married, he recently revealed to Entertainment Tonight that his and Britney's wedding will be taking place sooner or later. I mean, that's pretty ambiguous. It's got to be soon. It's got to be sooner or later, so that's not a big revelation. But, you know, Rob, I think a lot of people use that term, like, as an endearment term to their partner if they've been together, husband, wife. I don't think there's anything there.
They're not together. I hit the phones. I called everybody, all my Britney sources, all my Sam sources too. I now know people around Sam. They are not technically, legally married, but they do consider each other husband and wife. They've been together now for 5 years. This is not a quick relationship. Some people think that Britney ended the conservatorship and jumped into this relationship. Not true.
They've been
together now for 5 years.
Yeah.
He's the one. He's a good guy too. A lot of people assume because she's so rich that he's after her money. I'm told that's not the case either. He's a good, good man. It makes me happy that Britney has found somebody who really, really likes her and has her best interests at heart. They're going to get married, I'm told, very, very soon. I'm told it's not before Christmas, though. Maybe after Christmas, or it might be a surprise wedding over the new year. I can see these two eloping. But it is a term of endearment. I also have some friends, and it's not something I judge, but they call each other Daddy and Mommy. Mm-hmm. Like some guys I know call his wife Mommy. I was like, oh.
Well, Vice President Pence called his wife Mother.
Yes, called his wife Mother.
I know.
It's amazing. You know what? In your private lives, whatever makes you happy, as long as it's legal, everybody, knock yourselves out. These two make me very happy. Tyra Banks is getting bashed again.
Former
contestant on America's Next Top Model is claiming that she only got paid $40 a day. Tyra's been slammed for the allegedly unfair practices going on behind the scenes on that massive hit America's Next Top Model. A Twitter user claimed that the contestants were only paid $40 a day while competing on the show. That was confirmed by a contestant on season 9. This contestant confirmed $40 a day, no residuals. That means they make no money from the show as it gets repeated. And get this, they also had to pay for their own food.
I mean,
out of the $40.
Come on.
Tyra, this is not good. Now, Tyra was not just the host of the show. She was the executive producer and she was the creator. So this is Tyra's show. Also, too, the contestant went on to say they had to sign non-disclosure agreements that were so brutal that they felt like they couldn't say anything to anybody. In fact, they didn't just have to sign one non-disclosure, they had to sign several. One person is saying that she wanted to talk to her grandpa while she was on the show, and they said you can, but your grandpa has to sign a non-disclosure agreement.
Oh my goodness.
And she was like, what? It's all so complicated. Tyra has admitted via Twitter that at times things went too far. She said, quote, she's been seeing the posts about the insensitivity of some of the past contestants on the show, and she agrees with them. Looking back, these were some really off choices. She appreciates the honest feedback, and she sends lots of love and virtual hugs.
Girl.
Tyra, send a check, girl.
Okay, Tyra. See, look. That's the first thing.
Yes, send a check.
Oh, my gosh. And Rob, for her to do this on Twitter, it's so disingenuous. She should have been immediately saying, you know what, calling her accountants, we need to rectify this. We need to cut some checks for 12, 13 seasons of Girls. I mean, it's such a bad apology. What is that?
Tyra's made millions of dollars off America's Next Top Model. It's an international success. Mm-hmm. It's all around the world.
Franchise.
I would say to my team, I want a name of every person that was ever on the show, and we're going to send them all a check. Mm-hmm. I've made millions off this show, and so I can spread the wealth around. Mm-hmm. This feels just so bad. Now, I do get it. 10 years ago, maybe even 15, 20 years ago, when this show first started, we were in a very different place as a country. We could do things to others in the workplace that were just wrong, but you can make it right. You can make it right. Now, if the show had been a disaster and Tyra had made no money and didn't have a lot of money, I get it. You can't give what you don't have.
Right.
But Tyra is still making money, Every time an episode airs anywhere in the world, Miss Banks gets a check. So why not cut in all the contestants, too. This is not pretty. And
not a good look.
Virtual hug, your virtual hug, Tyra. Nah.
I mean, what can you do with a virtual hug? Honey, I cannot put a virtual hug in my checking account.
No. I mean, or at least send me a signed photograph. But call me. Tell him. I mean, like, Tyra, a virtual hug. That's the least you can do.
Oh,
hey, moving along. What's going on with Kim?
Yes, well, Kim is furious at Kanye for embarrassing her with his recent rants. Despite reports of Kim Kardashian and Kanye West reunion amid her romance with Pete Davidson, Kim reportedly wants nothing to do with her estranged husband after his embarrassing pleas on social media asking her to get back together. But just hours before their family outing, a report by The Sun claimed that Kim is furious about Kanye's recent behavior, which includes his since-deleted Thanksgiving Day prayer, in which he acknowledged his mistakes in their marriage. Now, the insider went on to note that Kim worries about the impact Kanye's behavior might have on their children. I mean, now she's worried about that, but okay. But as for the rest of the Kardashian family, they think that Kanye's stunts actually are embarrassing Kim again. And the insider says he's trying to change the narrative and make people feel sorry for him, but it won't work. So, Rob, I have to tell you, I'm kind of torn between torn in this story because I'm not really a big Kanye fan. However, you know, his Thanksgiving Day rant, he goes on to actually do some really serious admissions about his self-righteousness, his hair trigger temper, his alcoholism, his manic episodes.
Yeah, no, he was honest. He was honest.
And so I don't know if it's really to embarrass her when a person comes out and makes more of an embarrassing claim about themselves, quite honestly.
That's a very good point. That's a really good point. I think what people are getting at here, what sources are telling me at least, is that Kim is just walking on eggshells all the time. Kanye's always going to be in her life. He's the father of her children.
Right.
He is who he is, and he's always going to say stuff. He's not a sit-down-and-shut-up type of guy.
No.
And so she's just treading very carefully, and they did have a reunion a couple of days ago, and I'm told that Kim was very careful about what she said.
Right.
It's going to sound slightly different, but this is how the royals treat Harry and Meghan. They just don't trust them.
Yeah.
And so the same with Kim and Kanye. She doesn't tell him a lot of information. Everything she tells him, she expects him to talk about publicly. There is nothing off the record with Kanye.
Yeah.
He could tweet something or say something at any single moment. Mm-hmm. And that's a really difficult life to live. We've got friends, maybe even partners, who are just not very discreet. And I know certain friends of mine who I do love. I'm just careful with them. And when you have to live a careful life, it's not a fun life. And so I understand Kim being really angry about this. But Kim, you knew who he was. You know who he is.
Yeah.
That's what it is now. And I'm afraid because of those children, it's always going to be like this, or at least for the next 10 years or so. Quickly before we go to break, Ben Affleck is getting Jennifer Lopez something very special for Christmas. Could it be a ring?
Uh-oh.
This is a type of report that drives me crazy. So Entertainment Tonight, who I love, there's a great TV show. So they've got sources who are telling them that Ben is planning to throw an extraordinary Christmas for Jennifer Lopez. They're all going to get together. Perfect. But they don't know quite yet what he's going to do, but it's extraordinary. That's terrible reporting. It drives me crazy. So Entertainment Tonight has no idea what special gift he's going to give her.
No.
They have no idea where he's going to give her this gift.
Something,
they don't know any details.
Sometime.
But they know somewhere, sometime, something extraordinary is going to happen. So basically they're telling us nothing. It drives me insane.
And what do you get someone like Jennifer Lopez who
you
has
get
like
her
more
a wedding
money
ring.
Than God?
She has a, you know what she doesn't have at the moment? She's had a few in the past. You get her a wedding ring. Hey,
yes.
We're going to take a quick break and we will be right back.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
Tired of restless nights? Meet Leesa, the sleep experts. Here at Leesa, we know that good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. That's why their mattresses are made for exceptional comfort and support, catering to every sleep need. Check out Leesa's Sapira Hybrid Mattress, named Best Hybrid Mattress 5 years running. Sleep hot? The Chill Collection is built with cool-to-the-touch top fabric and layers of high-density comfort foams, all intended to remove excess body heat while maximizing comfort. With Leesa, getting a new mattress has never been easier. Delivery is free, and you have 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. Don't spend another night dreaming of better sleep. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. That's LEESA.com/iHeart. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details.
Welcome back to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm Rob Shooter with a scratchy voice today and our dear friend Corey Andrew from InstinctMagazine.com. Hey, Corey, let's get to the polls. Da-da-da-da. Thank you very much, darling. So Alec Baldwin said in a new interview that he did not pull the trigger. Did not pull the trigger. Is Alec helping himself or hurting himself by doing these interviews? 85% say hurting himself. I watched the interview last night after I watched Annie live. Let's be clear about priorities. Mm-hmm. And it was a very strange interview. It seemed to me as if Baldwin was blaming the victim. Also, too, claiming that the gun basically fired itself is just something that doesn't happen. I spoke to several gun experts who said that does not happen. People fire guns. Mm-hmm. Guns just do not fire themselves. So I think, Alec, you are hurting yourself here. I agree with the 85%. Don't forget to vote on today's poll. Go to our Twitter page, at Naughty Nice Rob, or our Facebook page, which is Naughty Gossip. And be sure to check back on Monday to hear your results. And now it's time for
Our Nicest of the Day. Yes. Arena Shake proudly supports ex Bradley Cooper at the movie premiere. Oh. So no matter the chatter, as a source told E! News in 2020, the two will always be a presence in each other's lives and they have a close bond. So they come together as a family and they do things when they can, the insiders shared at the time, and they communicate a lot and they are good friends. So they're getting along well and everything is very positive. The source added, it's still a transition period and they are trying to figure out how it's going to work going forward, but they are in a good place.
Oh, that's sweet.
Yeah, I've heard that before about them. So
yeah, I spoke to a friend of hers last night and they said they're going to get back together. They're not yet, but or at least they're not telling people they're back together yet, but these two have been spotted not just at movie premieres. I've spotted them around town in New York on a Sunday afternoon with their baby, without their baby. They are going to get back together. You heard it here first.
But wait, what about her and Kanye?
Over. Oh. It never really was on. She was going to work with him on a modeling project. Oh. And I think his people leaked the pictures of them in France. Ah. His people were the ones that were pushing that. Mm. And she was too kind to correct them. She doesn't really comment that much. Yeah. But it was never really on. She's going to get back with Bradley. Hey, let's do our naughtiest today. Naughty. Seth Rogen, I'm so angry with you. So Seth Rogen has questions for Adele after that amazing concert. So Seth Rogen was heavily featured on the Adele special. Did you watch it? It was amazing.
Yes.
He was all over it, sitting in the front row. Well, now he's revealing that he actually didn't really understand where he was going. He thought he was going to a small, intimate, private performance.
Oh,
he had no idea, he said, that Oprah Winfrey would be there hosting it. To make matters worse, him and his wife were high on marijuana.
Ooh.
So he said they got there and they looked at their seat numbers and there were 1A and 1B and he was like, oh my God, it doesn't get any bigger than this. They thought they could just hide at the back. Then he was all over the television.
Oh my gosh,
Fallon
yes.
asked him, do you even know Adele? And he said, no, I've never met her. I've never met Adele. It gets worse and worse and worse. And then he goes on to say, everybody watched it. His phone blew up. It's the most popular thing he's ever done in his entire life. Sitting front row at an Adele concert. Don't you dare. You can't waste those tickets. They're golden tickets.
Yeah.
How dare you go high when I could have been sitting in there
Naughtiest
of the day. Naughty. Let's end with a moment of Rob.
You get a Rob.
Thank you, darling. It might sound crazy at first, but I've got it into a routine of checking in with myself as well as my friends. Mm. So I actually send myself a kind message, a kind text before I go to bed every night. And you know what I do in the morning? I read it first. So every morning, before my day starts, it's guaranteed to start with a really kind message because I sent it. So before I go to bed, I say something really nice to myself. And then when I wake up in the morning, I look at all those texts and my goodness, I get a lot of texts, a lot of emails. The first one is always from this really nice guy called Rob. Mm. I open it and it's a really nice way to start my day. So it doesn't have to be anything dazzling. It doesn't have to be poetic. It doesn't have to be smart and witty. Because the truth of the matter is nothing you can say is more important from the fact that you actually said it. Mm. Send yourself a text every night before you go to bed. Say something really, really nice. And then you'll forget about it. And then in the morning when you open your eyes and you have to start your day, and I understand, life can be hard. Life can be really tough. Getting out of bed alone is an accomplishment on some days. When you reach for your phone, the first thing you're going to read is not someone shouting at you, not your boss being mean, not an annoying friend, but no, a really nice text.
I love
from
that.
You.
That's so sweet. Yes, I send myself postcards when I travel.
Do it. Oh, I love it. Yep. Do it. Do it. Do it. Do it. It's our lives. We can create whatever rules we want. That's it for this week. Thank you so much for listening to The Naughty But Nice with Rob and Corey Show, a production of iHeartRadio. Don't forget to subscribe on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, wherever you listen, and leave us a review if you can. And remember, all together now,
if you're going to be naughty, you've got to be nice.
Take care, everybody.
Bye-bye, everyone.
It's Naughty But Nice with Rob.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
We went from normal life, healthy child, to acute lymphoblastic leukemia, or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.